She thought that for all her writing about guns, the proximity of a real gun in the hands of a stranger was terrifying. I hope it's not loaded. Oh, it is loaded. He aimed the barrel at his own face and did a Three Stooges, nah, 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 nah. Then he turned it away for my bullet-catching act. Your magic show? Some might call it magic, he said in mock philosophical tones. Others might call it a feat of preternatural physical dexterity. William Robinson, performing as the great Chung Ling Su, was killed doing this one in 1918. Poor bastard took the bullet right in the throat. But hey, don't you worry, I've been practicing all afternoon. He took a lavish swing from his water bottle, and immediately water streamed out from the hole in his throat, or at least from the top button of his collar, which apparently had been gimmicked for that purpose. Have I got this trick down or what? The water was now shooting up into his face. Let me borrow your wedding ring, he said. What? Lend it to me for just a second. I've got a variation on the linking rings that's going to blow your mind. She was handing him her ring as someone knocked. It was Paolo. Señor Martin, Señor Grafton, I'm going to need your passports. As we pass through Australia, Germany, Switzerland, and France, we need to show them the authorities. No problem, my good man, said Martin with the theatrical brio. He reached into his inner breast pocket and snap, yow! Out came the oversized mousetrap again. I am terribly sorry. He waved the trap painfully. I must have left all my papers in... Something was now stuck in his throat. He mimed it rising up into his mouth, and he pulled a strand of multicolored tissue from his lips, shrugging his shoulders and shaking his head as if to say, I don't understand it either. He pulled on the strand of tissue, and it spooled out from his mouth, 1 foot, 2 foot, now a yard. Still he shrugged in embarrassment, both hands now pulling and winding as 20 feet of tissue uncoiled from his lips as fast as he could yank it. As he pulled out the paper streamer, he hummed the saber dance. Paolo was laughing, and even Grafton gave up trying to resist. He was a madman, she thought, but an entertaining madman. With those shrunken raisin eyes, she thought again of Archie Rice, Laurence Olivier in that bow tie and those white gloves. Look at my eyes. I'm dead behind these eyes. She thought, if he wants to sleep with me, I'm going to do it. He was just too crazy to resist. Let her heart go wild with recklessness one last time. Let it go wild and sing, Happy Birthday, Susan. Martin held up his hand in protest, still humming a manic version of the saber dance, reached into his pocket, pulled out a large purple plastic scissors. With a great show of effort, he snipped the paper coil off at his lips. But something was still wrong. More guttural noises. And now he was pulling two mouth coils from his lips, one on the right side, one on the left. 2 feet, 3 feet, 5 feet. Now he resumed the saber dance, this time even faster. He shrugged to Paolo as if to say, Sorry, I can't help it.